our Mishnah. First of all, where I left off with the stira and the supposed stira in the Ramban. Again, the stira in the Ramban was we had seen the Ran, and the Ran accurately quotes the Ramban in Daf Lamed Gimel in the Daf of the Rif. That seems to be against the yisod that we had developed according to the Ramban Udi Mei in terms of how we understand the Torah Kedoshah when it says V'kasav lo sefer krisis. What does the Torah mean when it says V'kasav lo? Does it mean that there's a chiyuv on the Baal to write the get or not? So the Ramban understands that it's not a chiyuv on the Baal to write the get, and we said it's a nafkamina halacha lemaisa in terms of today. If the Baal is far away, how does he create a shliach? Do you need to create a shliach? Could teleconferencing be enough to create a shliach? If you need to create a shliach, so then you need a halachic phenomenon of shlichus, however you create that shlichus. However, if you hold all you need to know is a ratzon habaal, so then no one would say that a video can't show the ratzon habaal. Whether a video could be enough to show his ratzon, that's not a question. But a video could create shlichus, that would be an open question. So that's the machlokis, and the Beis Shmuel seems to paskin that the halacha is that you need to be choshish for shlichus. One needs to be choshish for shlichus. In Kainim Advarim, so then we asked, how come the Ramban by the sugya of Omer Imru seems to say the following? Again, in the Ran's a relatively accurate portrayal. The Talmidim looked up the Ramban himself, which was very good. But the Ran, for those of us who don't have the Ramban in front of us, the Ran in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. By the way, when I say Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, so in the Ozvah, let me show everybody. But this is Yisrael's big, big secret. It's not that Yisrael, you know, says some Kabbalah and all of a sudden he knows where to find it. When I say it, you have, let's say, Kuf, and then that's the way you have in the Ozvah, and then right under it says Samach Vav Amud Beis. So we are right under the heading. That's the old pagination. So if you take a look, right under the leading title, so you don't want Samach Vav Amud Beis, you want where it says Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So where it says Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, there he quotes the Ramban, and it says, V'tiritz, D'shani get, V'kivan d'ba'inan l'shba, u'ba'inan nami v'kasav la, klomar shich d'venu la ha'bal, eina seif v'einim chosmin b'makom ha'bal, el kishamu hei mipiv.
So we pointed out, this kasha is asked by the Beis Shmuel himself, I'll show you in a moment, a different Beis Shmuel, not the Beis Shmuel that we quoted before,
that the Ramban seems to over here say that the way in which we understand the sofer's role is the sofer needs to be appointed as a shliach. So if so, so then that seems to be a contradiction within the Ramban himself. Any questions on the kasha, on the stira? So far, so good? Yeah? Okay. So first of all, let me show you that this was not just something that was made up by later Achronim in terms of how to read the Ramban. The Beis Shmuel, no one less than the Beis Shmuel, in a different Beis Shmuel, in Simin Kuf Chaf Siv Zayin, the Beis Shmuel himself are just taking out the second to last line. The Beis Shmuel makes this exact point in the Ramban. He says the following. Ula haramban, three lines from the bottom of the Beis Shmuel, Tav Kuf Mem Dalid. Ula ramban, Tav Kuf Mem Dalid in the Beis Shmuel, three lines from the bottom, middle of the line. Ula ramban, haget batul medaraisa, mishum dichsi v'kasa, ve'ein ha-sefer omen mekomo, elim kein shoma mipiv, Mashma de svirle de be'inon shlichus b'ksives haget. So in one place, and he's referring to this Ramban, the Ramban seems to say that you need shlichus for ksives haget. Then he points out that in other halachos, here he's talking about the halacha of whether an eved could write a get, it would seem that he doesn't require shlichus because he allows an eved to write a get. So the Beis Shmuel referring to this Ramban that we point out in Lamed Gimel assumes that the halacha is that you need shlichus according to the Ramban. And he asks a stira with other Rambans. Okay. So you see that there's someone who understood the Ramban this way. So I think the teretz might be that the way the Beis Shmuel understood the Ramban isn't entirely muchrach.
both in the Ran and the Rabban, I know we're talking about the great Beis Shmuel, but in terms of being Miyashev, the Ramban, look back, the Ramban never said on Lamed Gimel in the Dapim of the Rif. The Ramban himself on Daf Samach Zayin never really says that you need to employ the Shliach for Ksivas Haget. He doesn't say that. What does he say? He says, you can't look at Ksivas Haget like Shlichus where Shelo Befanav works. Normally, Shlichus Shelo Befanav works. Here, that's not acceptable. The question is, what's not acceptable? So Beis Shmuel understands that what's not acceptable is making a Shliach Shelo Befanav. Look back in the Lashon of the Ran. He never said that you have to make him a Shliach Befanav. All he says is you need to be Shomea Mipiv. You need to see, hear it from his mouth. And therefore, one could possibly, if we had the gall, disagree with the Beis Shmuel and say the Ramban never explicitly says that you need to make him a Shliach, the Sofer a Shliach. What is the Ramban doing contrasting it to the fact that Shliach Shelo Befanav doesn't work? What the Ramban means is like this. Normally, when it comes to Shlichus, so as long as you appoint the Shliach, the guy doesn't need to be in front of you or not. That's what happens when it comes to Shlichus. However, when it comes to Ksivas Haget, it's not a halacha of Vikosav that the Baal has to write it. But rather, as we explained, it's a detail in Lishma. And since it's a detail in Lishma, in order for the Sofer to know that the Baal really wants to divorce the wife, he needs to hear it from the Baal himself. And therefore, the way we explained the Ramban already yesterday was correct. The Ramban is of the opinion that you don't need Shlichus when it comes to Ksivas Haget. But there's Gzeiras HaKosov that says that we need to know because of Lishma. We need to know what the Kavanas Habal is. In my heart of hearts, this is what I think is Amita Shel Torah. I think in a moment I'm going to prove it. Although, I want to share with you an important... I want to introduce you to the Sefer and also give you a little bit of background in terms of the Ritva, which might be very, very confusing. I want to share with you that someone else gave a different teretz, which I don't think is the correct pshat in the Ramban. This over here, this photocopy, is referred to as the Shitas HaRama V'HaKadmonim. Now, there was a big, big, big confusion who wrote, or whether the Ritva himself wrote a Sefer, and who wrote the Sefer that's called Chidush HaRitva. One of the Talmidim has a Masada Rav Kook edition of the Ritva, right? Somebody have it? Okay, so the Ritva, it's quite confusing, because there are two in the Chidush HaRitva. Everybody recognizes the normal Masada Rav Kook Ritva. Most today think that we don't have the Ritva on Gittin. The Ritva on Gittin was printed by Masada Rav Kook. One is called Chidush HaRitva Ksav Yad. The other was called Chidush HaRabbeinu Kreskas. At different times, both of them were called Chidush HaRitva, and we're not even sure if either of them were written by the Ritva. Some suggest that one of those Ritva was written by the Rama. 25 years ago, when it was printed first, it was printed in a sefer called Shitas HaRama V'Kadmonim that was written by a very big Talmud Chacham whose name is Rav Avram Shoshana. And that Talmud Chacham wrote, he claimed it was the Rama. Probably, by the way, this connects to the Rama that we mentioned who disagrees with the Ramban. If you read over this whole Rama, it'll actually work out well. And he mentioned, he has many Ha'aros, and over here he tries to give an answer to the Stira of the Ramban. And he writes the following. He assumes something else. He assumes the following shot. Take a look in the first column, page Kuf Memtes, halfway through the Ha'aros. He quotes the Ramban, Shamanu Midvarov, She'ein haba asofer yachol lichtov, Ela b'minui habal, Midrashas v'kosavlo. He assumes that the Ramban disagrees with Tosos and says that you need a minui shliach. Skip what he quotes from the Mordechi, and therefore he suggests, seven lines from the bottom, V'nireh b'pirish dvarav, The Rav Avram Shoshana suggests the following pshat: Deloba inon shlichus al etzem maisa ksiva. You don't need shlichus for the ksiva, like we developed that the kasav doesn't require ksiva. However, rak lifa lishma. But in order for it to be lishma, you need to appoint the shliach. Divikasav amna mabal koi. So on the one hand, he says the Ramban assumes that you need a shliach, because he assumes, like the Beis Shmuel had assumed, that the halacha is that according to the Ramban, you need to make him a shliach. But he's bothered. The Ramban expressly states that you don't need shlichus for v'kasav. So he says, but you need to make him a shliach in terms of lishma. In other words, it's not because you need to write it, but it's not considered lishma unless you appoint him as a shliach. The requirement of lishma requires that you appoint him as a shliach. What's a nafgamina between our teretz and Rabbi Avram Shoshana's teretz? According to our teretz, at the end of the day, the Ramban holds you don't need to appoint him a shliach. According to Rabbi Avram Shoshana, you do. But when the Ramban says you don't need a shlichus for ksiva, he means you don't need shlichus in terms of the kasav to tell you that the Baal has to write it. But he says that doesn't preclude that on Lamed Gimel, the Ramban's going to come along and say that you do need shlichus in terms of lishma. That's how he answers the question. And if you take a look in the Otzim Mefarshei HaTalmud, on Daf Chav Gimel, the Otzim Mefarshei HaTalmud quotes this teretz as being the standard approach. Lanias Daiti, there's a different way to read the Ramban. And the Ramban does not hold any shlichus at all. This will come out an important kula in Hilchos Gittin, that according to Ramban, you will not need shlichus. Will come out for them as a big chumrah, that even the Ramban holds that you need a minui shlichus for ksivas haget lishma. And I think that I have a proof to this position. By the way, I have on my side a special Talmud Chacham. Rav Ben Leibovich agrees with me in terms of how to read the Ramban. And I found a raya that I think is a strong raya, and that is on the other side of the photocopy, and that is from the Ramban in the beginning of the third parak. However, because this is not our main sugya for today, I give it to the Talmidim to work on the Ramban. I'll show you exactly where it is in about 10 lines into the second column on Omud Lamed Gimel. First word in the line is Mamish Nichtav. The Ramban writes, asks a question. Why is it that according to the Ramban, you can't just simply... Why the Ramban asks the following question. Why is it that you can't simply have a sofer write a get for lishma for the next couple that comes in? And he answers because he needs to hear it from the Baal himself. And the way he describes how you have to hear it from the Baal himself, it's clear to me that he's not talking about shlichus, but he's talking about the halacha of lishma outside of shlichus itself. So if you take a look at that Ramban, you'll see, I think, this that the first pshat that we said is the correct pshat, but I would love to hear feedback from the Talmidim if they're convinced whether that's correct or not. So Yotze Midvarenu, we have two terutzim in the steer of the Ramban. One terutz is what we think is that at the end of the day, Ramban does not require minui shlichus, and the Ramban on Lamed Gimel never said you need to appoint the shliach for v'kasav. All the Ramban said is that ksivas haget is different than most things of shlichus. Most cases of shlichus is necessary, but you could do shliach shelo b'fanav. Here the Ramban is contrasting and saying shelo b'fanav doesn't work according to Rabbi Yossi. You do have to hear it from the Baal, and therefore the result is that's not halacha in shlichus at all. That's the way to, I think that's Amita Shel Torah, how to understand the Ramban. A third teretz, by the way, was Reb Chaim Tzvi suggested that it could be that the Ramban's only going according to Reb Yossi. According to Reb Yossi, you need shlichus. But I think the Ramban is consistent according to other sheets. That's a third teretz I just threw in right now. And the other teretz that Rav Avram Shoshana gives, that the way they say it in the yeshivas, it seems to me the way they say it in the yeshivas, is to say that the Ramban holds you need shlichus, but not a shlichus in terms of the kasav, but a shlichus which is a prat in the halacha of lishma. What's an afkamina between our teretz and what they say in the yeshivas, what Rabbi Avram Shoshana says? Nafkamina is going to be a big, big nafkamina in terms of halacha la maisa. Do you need minui shlichus for tzivas haget? According to our teretz, and Ramban holds that you don't need minui shlichus, and according to the Rabbi Avram Shoshana's teretz, you are going to come out that you're going to need minui shlichus. Ad kan ksivas haget lishma. Topic number two from yesterday that we have to just wrap up. Rabosai, give me two hezberim. Why the Mishnah says hamei viget memdinas hayam and doesn't say chutz laretz. Give me two hezberim. Two explanations. That's a good word that I want you to learn. Give me two hezberim. What it throw out to Hezberim? Yes, Jana?
Because as Tosos said, it's referring to only places that are
chutz. Right, Tosos learns Medinas Hayam means something that's really, really far away. To emphasize that rechok, that smuchos, like what? What's smuchos? Rekim Echeger. The halach is that you don't need to say fanenechtam, even though it's inside Eretz Yisrael. Givaldik. Give me another explanation of why the Mishnah says Medinas Hayam, even though you normally we would have expected it to say chutz laretz, and then we're leaving aside the difficulty in Rashi. I'm not even getting involved with the difficulty in Rashi. Give me another explanation. Why else?
Shmuel? Overseas. So it means overseas.
Overseas, spell it out.
So this is the west, or the west is...
Ah, the Ran's pshat. The Ran says, it says Medina Sayam, because we want to emphasize that we're talking about to the west of Israel, where you have the Mediterranean, as we saw in the very holy map. Okay, so there, that comes to preclude what, Shmuel? It comes to preclude what? That the Tanakhama will say it's only if it's in the west. If you're going west, where you have the Mediterranean. In contrast, if you go to the east, where you have Rekim and Cheger, or you go to the south, right, when you go to Ben Gurion Airport. So either way, then the halach is... By the way, somebody could do some research. I'd be really, really interested if Ben Gurion is... where Ben Gurion is relative to Kfar Ludim. But that'd be fascinating. But when you go to the south, Ben Gurion is a mile away from Lut. So if you go to the south, so then also, who says that maybe it could very well be that in such a case you won't say fine nechtam, fanei nechtam. So that's why the Mishnah is emphasizing Medina Sayam, coming to preclude from the Shita of whom? Shmuel, I want you to say this precisely. I'm going to be a little tough now.
Run.
Who is it coming to preclude?
No.
Who's the Ran saying that the Tanakhama is coming to preclude amongst the Tanoim? The Tanakhama says, Mundina Sayam, that's saying going to the Mediterranean. Who's it coming to preclude? Oh, great. I'm preparing you for university. It's coming to... How would we translate preclude? It's coming to suggest that the other opinions are not correct. To exclude the other opinions. Which opinions is it coming to exclude? Let's even use it that way. Very good. Rabbi Gamliel and? I want them to become such good friends of you like soccer players. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Right. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Coming to preclude Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Gamliel holds what? I always get these mixed up too. That by Rekim and Cheger you also say Fanechtam. And Rebbe Eliezer says Faludim Ulud as well. You all say Fanechtam because it's not in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Ran learns. Okay. I pulled out a wild cheetah yesterday at the end of this year, the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo says that when it comes to the Tanakhama disagrees in a case of smuchos. But what happens if it's rachok and muvla? The guys ask me, how can you have rachok and muvla? The answer is that you could have a swath of land. This is Eretz Yisrael, and let's say, unfortunately, the Ole Bavel didn't get this area. And there are many kilometers distance between here and Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is all over here. This area is Chutz La'aretz after L'Aliyah Shnia. So even though there are many kilometers, it's on the one hand Muvla, it's surrounded, but it's Rachok. comes along the Yamshel Shlomo and says, the Tanakhama only disagreed by Smuchos, but even if it's Muvla and Rachok, he'll agree that you have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says. First of all, a little bit of history. It's fascinating. The Yamshel Shlomo was the older cousin of the Ramah. The Yamshel Shlomo was an awesome, sharp Talmud Chacham. In fact, the Yamshel Shlomo was considered, in his time, was considered greater to the Ramah. We even have letters of the Yamshel Shlomo giving the Ramah Musar. He gave him Musar. The Ramah also, the Talmud Chachamim are not unidimensional. There, nobody knows this, but the Ramah wrote Sfarim in Kabbalah and philosophy as well. So when he put out, when he started writing the Yamshel Shlomo in Kabbalah and philosophy, the Yamshel Shlomo picked apart his letters, and he pointed out them. I haven't seen the letter inside. This is what I heard from my Rabbeim. He picked apart the letter, and he said back to the Ramah, before you start solving all the complicated issues in Kabbalah and philosophy, first get your digduk right. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo was one of the first of that kufa who took sugyas and shas and summarize them halacha l'maisa. Every single piece of Yamshel Shlomo is a brilliant piece where the Yamshel Shlomo starts from the Gemara and then he concludes halacha l'maisa. And we have it keseder ha-Gemara. So if you're ever interested in what the standard psak of Ashkenaz was already a generation before the Ramah, the Sefer Yamshel Shlomo is a brilliant, brilliant Sefer. Hakol toli b'mazal afil Sefer Teresh Shebeheichel. Then the Ramah was considered small compared to the Marshal. Marshal, we also have his Agos Antosis as well. The Ramah, for some reason, became one of the most important poskim in Ashkenaz itself, and the Marshal Sefer, for some reason, is not as well known. Kol Tolui B'Mazel. It's a brilliant, brilliant work, the Yamshel Shlomo. What he did was he took very hard Mesechtos, he summarizes them, he summarizes the Mesechta in a few sentences, and then you come out with what the Marshal thinks is Halacha L'maisa after he summarizes all the Shitas. Comes along the Marshal and he says an interesting Shita La'Halacha. He says that he thinks that the Tanakhama would still need B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, if it's Muvla B'Rachel. Why? Because the Yamshel Shlomo of Amei V'Yavim, if you don't follow this point, that's fine. The Yamshel Shlomo understands that when the Gemara and the Avdalad Amaral says that the Tanakhama disagrees, it doesn't say explicitly that the Tanakhama disagrees both with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer in all cases. So it's a question of how you read, how much does the Tanakhama disagree? Does he hold that if it's Muvla or Samach, automatically you don't say Fanechta or Fornechta? Or is the Tanakhama specifically arguing about Smucho? It's a fascinating question. I just want to be Ma'orer that what will come out is that the Yamshel Shlomo has to be learning like Shitas Tosas. According to Tosos, I'm glad Shmuel is having Hanah from this. According to Tosos, what's the Hagdara of Medinas Hayom? What's the Hagdara according to Tosos of Medinas Hayom? Rachov! So what's the whole point of what the Tanakam is coming to preclude? When it's Rachov, you say B'fanem Nechta, B'fanem Nechta. If it's Smuchos, then you say what? Don't say B'fanem Nechta, B'fanem Nechta. That's the only Hagdara of Medinas Hayom. However, according to the Ran, the Ran says, why does it say Medina Sayyam? Because we want to focus on the west. Now the west of Chutz La'aretz, then you say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. On the east or in the south, then the Tanakhama disagrees. So where is the Tanakhama going to disagree? He's going to disagree both in Rekem and Cheger, as well as in Kfar Ludim and Lud. So the Ran spells out exactly, not like the Yamshel Shlomo. The Ran says both by Rekem and Cheger, and by Kfar Ludim Lulud, the Tanakhama disagrees. Because that's the Ran Lishitoso who defines Medina Sayyam differently than the Baalei Taisis. I think it's Amita Shel Torah. I think it's Amita Shel Torah. I want you to work on it. Okay. Now we're ready to start the next sugya. Geshmak? Beautiful. We learned in the Holy Mishnah, Hamevi gem imdinas hayom, sarach shiomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. We're going to read Bezer Hashem Rashi carefully. Rashi says, tzarech hashliach hameviya loymar. The shliach has to say it. The time of the farish b'gemara, and Rashi tells us, don't worry. about the machlokas between Rabba and Rava. Don't worry about the machlokas Rabba and Rava. That we're going to get to later on. Rabba says that the reason why I have to say fanekla is because people are not bucking Lishman Chutz Laretz. And Rava says the Edom aren't going to be available. I saw the Sefer, I think I saw in the Sefer Nachlas Moshe, did I see it here? He says very beautifully that Rashi over here emphasizes the word, every word in Rashi is meduyak. Yeah, it was in the Nachlas Moshe. I'm going to use the Nachlas Moshe a lot today. This is an absolutely beautiful Sefer. In the Gedolei Achronim, the best Shanabet Sefer of the Gedolei Achronim going back 200, 300 years ago is B'nei Yoshua. B'nei Yoshua is the best for Pshat and Rashi and Tosas. For our generation, in terms of Pshat, when you're stuck on reading Gemara Rashi Tosas, this Sefer of the Nachlas Moshe is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful Sefer. Nachlas Moshe says that Rashi used the word Shliach because he's trying to preclude something. Could anybody guess why Rashi said, you could have just said, Tzarich Lomar, why did Rashi have to say, Tzarich HaShliach HaMeviyo? What's Rashi coming to preclude? The husband himself, right. If the husband himself comes, so it's quite a chiddush, the question is why, but we're going to have a sugya, the Nachlas Moshe points out, on Daf Hei Amabez. In fact, I think I photocopied it. Joseph, do you have those photocopies? Pass them up, thank you very much. I already passed around. We're going to use the Nachlas Moshe for something else, but I think I photocopied it for a different reason, but fantastic. He points out that the Gemara on Daf Hey on the Bays says that if the Baal brings the get, so then in such a case, for some reason, you don't need to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Now, that's not so posh, and why? Why should there be a difference between the two? So every word of the Rashi is meduyik. Rashi wants to say, tzarech ha-shliach, Rashi says, dafka shliach, to emphasize that. Okay. And that makes Rashi no longer repetitious. That's why Rashi says, tzarech ha-shliach ha-mevi'a lomar, v'tam ha-mefarish b'gemara. Continues Rashi, v'shliach zeh habal aso shliach la'olacha. And this shliach, the Baal, made him a shliach la'olacha. A very, very important introduction. We're going to spend a lot of time on these concepts. Shliach le'kabbalah and shliach la'olacha. A shliach la'olacha means the shliach that the Baal made to bring the get to the woman. A shliach lekabbalah is a shliach that a woman makes to be mekabel a get. Now I want to introduce you to a fascinating conceptual question that I'm not going to get to the bottom of today. In fact, we might not get to the bottom of it for another 3-4 months. I want you to start thinking. I want you to start thinking about this question. Who is more halachically significant? A shliach lahalacha or a shliach lekabbalah? Let me present the question in a different way. If I said to you, there's an opinion that says that a monkey could be one of the two shluchim for gerushin, what would you say? By the way, there are shitas out there that a monkey could serve as a shliach for the get. What would you say? A shliach la'olacha or a shliach l'kabbalah? How many people think holacha? How many people think kabbalah? Wow, this is a geshmak machlekes. Isaac, you're right. Why? You're right.
Because,
he says shliach la'olacha is more likely that you could be a monkey.
Yeah.
Wait, slow. No, before b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. On dinei d'oraisa. Before b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Put b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Now everybody says, going to say they're changing mind. Once Isaac is right, everybody's going to change. Yeah, Isaac, go ahead. Why?
The Shliach Kabbalah is, once it's given from the Baal to the Shliach Kabbalah, the get is actually in effect.
Very good. Versus a Shliach La'olacha.
He's still acting as part of the Baal, so he needs to bring it to the Isha in order for it to be.
So how would you formulate the role of the shliach la'olacha? He's a transport service. The Baal needs to find someone who is reliable to bring the get from him to the wife. There is nothing lahalacha that's taking place from the Baal transporting it to the Isha. In contrast, when does a woman get divorced? This is a very, very important halacha. When does a woman, there's no machlokis. When does a woman get divorced? When she appoints a shliach lekabbalah and the shliach accepts the get on her behalf? When does she get divorced? When the shliach brings it back to her, he has to bring it back to her, or when he accepts it? The answer is when he accepts it. Comes along Isaac and he says smartly that when it comes to shliach lo halacha, maybe a monkey will work. Why will a monk be able to work? Because all he is, the halacha is a transport service. But what's happening, Shliach HaKabbalah? Now, Isaac, here, I only have 4 months to turn you into a Talmud Chacham. Say like a Talmud Chacham, what happens when you have a Shliach HaKabbalah? What happens? Well, how would you describe it halachically? That's right. The Shliach creates the Chalois Gerishin. Creates the identity of Gerishin. The not identity, the effect. The effect of Gerishin takes place the moment the Shliach LeKabbalah accepts it. Now, Rabosai, when I see this Rashi, what's the first thing that all the Rishonim are going to be Medayik in this Rashi? What are all the Rishonim going to be Medayik in this Rashi? Scream out. Oh! So now, first of all, we know why Rashi is not repetitious. Tzarech HaShliach HaMeviyo. Rashi there is precluding the Baal, like the Nachlas Moshe. The Nachlas Moshe is a beautiful Pshat Sefer. Rabina speaks about on reading Rashi well in Pshat and Tosos, and Nachlas Moshe, there's nothing like it. Tzarech HaShliach MeViyo Lomar. That's what Rashi is precluding over there. V'shliach zeh HaBaal oso shliach la'alocha. This shliach, the Baal, makes him a shliach la'alocha, is Medayik, the Ran, and all the Rishonim. That Rashi is saying that this shliach is specifically a shliach la'olacha, not a shliach la'kabbalah. Isaac, now ask a question. I want you now to ask questions, since you've been right up until now. So what would I have expected now, based on the fact that you're right, that what's more choshuv? The shliach la'kabbalah than the shliach la'olacha. So the chura, very simply, in terms of hierarchy, if anything, if the Shliach LeKabbalah is more important than the Shliach LeHalacha, I might have, this is not a strong question, but at least it's a question we should ask, say, wait a second, wow, here the Shliach that's more inferior, according to some Gedolei Achronim, to the point that we can even equate him to a monkey, right? We can even equate him to a monkey, so then in such a case, then Dafka, he's the one who's supposed to say, Fanechta. It's interesting. In terms of the halachic significance of the shliach itself, I might have anticipated the opposite. Of course, the Rishonim Achronim are going to explain to us why that's not so. But it was necessary to bring out this point. I remember one time I was sitting, a month after my chasana, I was sitting in shir with Rav Shechter. It was actually a Hilchos Kedushin shir. It was a month after my wedding, and I gave Rav Shechter the kibbutz at my wedding to read the ksuba. So Rav Shechter was talking about the wedding process. He described that we have Erisin is the when he says Arei Mekudesh Asli. Then they read the Ksuba. The only reason they read the Ksuba is to differentiate between the Erisin and the Nisun. And in the time of Chazal, there used to be 12 months between Erisin and the Nisun. So Rav Shechter said, so the reading of the Ksuba is just done. There's no Makar in Halacha to read the Ksuba. It's only done to break apart the Erisin and the Nisun. And he says, it's not really a big kibud. Even a monkey could do it. That's what he said a month after my wedding. That's not the end of the story. A year or two later, they quoted Rav Shechter in the Jewish Week, where they asked, Rav Shechter was asked, the feminist complained, that Rav Shechter said the following, that he called women monkeys. Chasachli, why do you call women monkeys? So he said, what happened was the following. Rav Shechter was asked if a woman could read a ksuba at the wedding ceremony. So Rav Shechter said, it's not halachic. According to halacha, purely according to halacha, anybody could read the ksuba. Even the monkey could read the ksuba. So all of a sudden, it came out that Rashef Tuchasabili had called them monkeys. So we don't. I don't mean to call the shliach a monkey, but al pi halacha, there is a way to understand the shliach l'kabbalah in such a way. Every part of halacha has two sides to it. You know, when you formulate it this way, someone can misconstrue it that way. You formulate it this way, someone can misconstrue it that way. Nachzor l'inyanenu. This is the diuk about shliach l'halacha versus shliach l'kabbalah. Yes.
According to Rebbe and Isaac's logic, that the only reason I say the shliach l'halacha is considered to be a monkey is because is because the shliach l'kabbalah is the one that's actually doing the, I guess, the ma'aseh kinyan or something.
Right.
But by saying that the shliach l'kabbalah is doing the ma'aseh kinyan, you're saying that it's already done once it's in the shliach l'kabbalah's hand.
And therefore you.
And therefore he can never have said it. Because what matter does he say?
Find out. Sam Sofer is going to say something similar to what you're saying. Not bad. Let's take a look at the Ran. Says the Ran on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the old editions, Dibur Maskil LeKasav. What I understand, the Oz V'Hadar, it's on Daf Dalet. V'Kasav Rashi V'Mishnah saying, V'Shliach Zeh Hashanim V'Mishnah Habala So Shliach LaOlacha. V'Nirali SheKasav came. Why did Rashi say Shliach LaOlacha? Mishum Di'iav Shliach LeKabbalah. Because if he would be a Shliach LeKabbalah, Kivan SheIsha Nizgarsha BeKabbalah So. Since the woman becomes divorced by accepting it, Eino Tzarich Lomar B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. The strength, this is a term I heard from another one of my rabbeim, Rav Rosenzweig. The strength becomes the weakness. In other words, the strength of the fact that the Shliach LeKabbalah creates the divorce, as Isaac had said, is inherently the reason why you don't say b'fanei nechta. V'hainu nami d'parchina v'perek ha'mevi t'nin alod masnis and desnan ha'yisha atzma mevi'a gita u'bilvad sheta yitzricha lomar b'fanei nechta isha michimatya gita liyada igra shalom. The Gemara is struggling to understand the Mishnah that says that when a woman brings her get, she could say b'fanei nechtam herself. She has to say b'fanei nechtam. Da'alma, and then the Gemara asks, wait a second. Why should she have to say b'fanei nechtam? The moment she receives it, she's divorced. Now, how the Gemara answers the question, that's not our interest right now. We don't understand what the Mishnah means. But what we do know is that the Gemara says that if she accepts her get after the divorce has been initiated and the Baal gave her the get, there's no reason for her to say b'fanei nechta. Infers the Ran, the Alma, the Koshin is Garsha Kvar, ain't a tzricha kiyum haget. Once the woman is divorced, then we don't need to be Mekayim, which in this case means, according to the Ran, prove that the get has been written in its appropriate mode of kashrus. There was a machlokis between Joe and Zach and the Chavrusa. Are we talking about the concern of Ein Bikin L'Shema or Ein Eidim Mitzvin L'Kaimova Amevin Yavin? I am going to go like the Nachlas Moshe, not like the Beis Lechem Yehuda, and assume that we're going according to both opinions. Whatever the problem is, whether it's Ein Eidim Mitzvin L'Kaimova or Ein Bikin L'Shema, at the end of the day, once the woman brings the get into court in Eretz Yisrael, in such a case, the halach is we're not concerned. So therefore, if that's so, when it comes to the shliach l'kabbalah, the woman's divorced. What is a shliach l'kabbalah? He's not a monkey. What's a shliach l'kabbalah? The shliach l'kabbalah becomes the woman herself. Shlucha shel Shliach shel isha kimosa. He becomes like the woman herself, and therefore she's divorced at that moment. And we see that the Gemara says that once a woman is mekabel her get, then in such a case, no allegation is accepted. No allegation of the false of any falsification of the shtar is accepted. The woman's going to be divorced entirely. Says the Ran. That's the pshat in Rashi. Every word in Rashi is meduyak. The Kabbalah. There's no point to say fun and nechta, because the woman is divorced. So if the shliach is like the woman, and the woman doesn't say fun and nechta, so to the shliach, the kabbal doesn't say fun and nechta as well. Continues the Ran. The time of the milsa. But that's hard to understand. Why is that so? Rabbosai, who could just... We're learning good pshat together. Before we do good longus, we got to do good pshat. And the truth is, to really, really understand Shitas Rashi, we're not going to be able to until we get through Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. But at least we have to have a working Havana now in Rashi and Daf Beis and Beis. What is the Ran bothered by now? The Ran now needs to explain. The time of the mil, so why is this so? Beautiful, the Ran took care of it. Why does the Ran need to add? What does the Ran need to add? What's he bothered by? In Pshat. Eli, stand up, Tzadikul. What's he bothered by? Yes, Yisrael?
That if we find Nefta, is a din in the Kayim get, then it shouldn't matter whether it's the Shadach bring it or before she receives it.
Right, at the end of the day, if we're concerned that it wasn't written Lishma, or that there was something forged in the get, who cares about whether the woman's divorced or not? What makes Isaac right? Why is it that when the woman is automatically divorced, we're no longer concerned about anything? If it's prior to divorce, so then all of a sudden, no. Prior to divorce, we have all concerns. The moment she's divorced, everything's fine. What changed? What changed? That's what the Ran's bothered by. Yasef, you here? Yeah? You here? You don't? Good. That's called learning. It seems to me that the Ran is now bothered by the following question in Pshat. The Ran is bothered. Okay, we just explained the difference between Halacha and Kabbalah. The way we dramatized it, based on what my Rabbeim taught, based on what we learned from Brisk, is that when it comes to a Shliach LaHalacha, it's possible to call him a monkey. When it comes to Shliach LaKabbalah, it's the woman itself, the Gerushin itself. And we know from a Gemara that says, once the Gerushin happens, then the woman doesn't need to say Fanechta, Fanechta. Why? Because the Gerushin happened. That's how the Ran understands it. So therefore, the allegation of a shtar pasul is only prior to divorce. But once there's divorce, there's no chash. But now the Ran says, okay, I've got all the Gemaras make sense. The Gemara Chavdala makes sense. Rashi is meduyik, every word shliach l'alacha, but the law doesn't make any sense. Why should that be? Why should it be that when it comes to the concern that the get wasn't written l'shema, or that the Edim aren't there to verify that the Shtar itself was written in a kosher manner outside of Lishma, that these are true Edim, we're the ones who really signed on it, there was no other Tanai that was written in it, that was really given to the woman, however you understand what the Edim, Mitsuyin, and Lekaimo are going to do. So what changed once a woman's divorced? That's what the Ran is now bothered by. Follow now, Shmuel? I'll say it again. How many, tell me you don't understand what I just said. Say it again. The Ran is bothered by the following problem. It's true, the Gemara says that once a woman is divorced, there's no need to say fine nechta. Why? And if we don't understand why, and the logic should say that even after she's divorced, we have these concerns of Lishma and Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kayma, then a shliach l'kabbalah should be no different than a shliach l'olacha. That's what the Ran is bothered by. So he needs to explain the time of the milsa. This is a very important thing that I'm sure your Rabbeim and Shana Aleph emphasize, that every once in a while in a mafarish there will be an implicit question. And sometimes you could read and translate and not even realize that there's something that they're trying to explain. Why is the Ran that beautiful? He explained Rashi, Shliach L'Olacha. He pointed out it's a Gemara. There's an implicit question here the Ran is aware of that he needs to answer. Good, Moshe? You hear? Okay. The time of the Milsa. Continues Ran. Who wants to take a crack at the time of the Milsa? Yisrael, go ahead. The time of the Milsa.
Since the Fanei Nachta was not a din midoraisa, el bnei chashash, el it's only a chashash, shema yavoh habal yi'arer, perhaps the husband is going to come afterwards and protest. Ein lachash le yiruro, el like it should do nota l'shliach halacha. We're only concerned when he gives it, of this protest, when he gives it to a shliach halacha. So if he, at the time when the get leaves his hand, goes into the hand of the shliach, Inom gomer megarish adayim. The gerishim is not complete, and he's not yet divorced. But ficha roshashim shema yimlo yirayim.
So that's a very, very important word. When I was 15 years old, or maybe even older, I would translate it as Shem Yimloch, and maybe he'll become a king. So that's not right. That's the Aramaic versus the Hebrew. Shem Yimolech means that he will change his mind. Shem Yimolech in Aramaic means to change his mind. Mem Lamed Chuf, and until someone in Hasidus tells me the connection between to change one's mind and a Melech, they're the opposites. So Vamevin Yavin, if there's any point in Chassidus and Kabbalah Chura, they're the opposites. Shema Yimalech means that he might change his mind. Okay, so Shema Yimalech v'yare. So what did you just read, Yisrael?
So since when he gives the get to a shliach l'alacha, he's not divorced yet, and he still is not gomer leiv, let's say that he's going to be divorced. After the shlev alach gives it to the woman, he might decide that he didn't want to get divorced. He tried to do a trick. He might try to say, this get was not written in the Shema, and this get was not written in the Shema.
I don't know if it's a trick. How many who understood the Ran agree that it was a trick? I don't know if it was a trick. Anybody learn that it was a trick? It could be that he's gonna realize he's not gonna want to get divorced, and then he's gonna remember the way of saving himself is that there was some problem in the get. I don't know if he's necessarily tricking. Okay, it's just technicality. Okay, the Baal is going to realize that there was something wrong because he regrets initiating the divorce. Okay.
So after he was given, and it was after it was given to his wife, so they're ready to divorce.
Right.
So he's going to say that this get is not a good get.
Beautiful. Avo, continue on. Avo.
The closer who know the yet. But anyone who, if the husband would give it to her actual hand, Oliyad Shliach Kabbalah, or to the hand of Shliach Kabbalah, Rebbe Shasha get Yosef Davi Yado, Gomer Megarish. The time that the get leaves his hand and enters into the other one's hand, it's already complete and they're divorced. The Kema, She'ein Lachva Shema Yabal Yariah. And because of this, and since because of this, we're not concerned that maybe he's going to come and protest. So therefore the woman's allowed to remarry. Even though the get was not a skayim, anytime we're not concerned about Yeror, Yer Dabal, Ein Aisha Sripa Likima shall get.
Ooh. Continue, yeah. That what? Any finish last sentence?
Anytime that we're not concerned with Yeror or Baal, the woman does not mean kind of...
Right. So the Ran makes two assumptions over here to explain the difference between Shliach Lo'olach and Shliach L'Kabbalah. Step number one is that once the husband is divorcing the wife, then there's no need for a B'fana Nechta, B'fana Nechta. The proof, I'm just reviewing some basic points we've had up until now, the proof is the Gemara Chavdal and Amidah that says that once a woman is divorced, she could bring in a get and she doesn't need to say B'fana Nechta, B'fana Nechta. Says the Ran, why is that so? 2 points. Number one is that once a husband has divorced his wife, that his wife is divorced from him, so then in such a case he's not going to change his mind. Step number two is the only time he'll protest on the get is if he wants to change his mind. If he doesn't want to change his mind, which the given is that he only wants to change his mind before the divorce, then in such a case he's not going to protest. These are the two assumptions of the Ran. And that now explains the difference between Shliach Lo'olach and Shliach L'Kabbalah. Once the Shliach L'Kabbalah accepts the get, divorce! Period. Divorce. Therefore, the Baal's not going to change his mind. If the Baal's not going to change his mind, then there's not going to be any error. Because error is only a function of a Baal changing his mind. Quite a chiddush of the Ran. Quite a chiddush. Quite a chiddush. The Pnei Yoshua has a bomb kasha on the Ran. Pnei Yoshua asks, anybody want me to repeat the Ran again? Yes?
The two assumptions.
Let me state what he says and then emphasize what the assumptions are. Says the Ran, once the Baal divorces his wife, he's not going to be Ma'arer. And the reason he's not going to be Ma'arer is because
Erur is only when he wants to change his mind about the divorce. And the only time a husband will want to change his mind is before the divorce has taken place, has been actualized, it's reached her hand. In this case, that also applies with the Shliach LeKabbalah, because she's divorced when it reaches the hand of the Shliach LeKabbalah. The two assumptions are, number one, is that a Baal will only be Ma'arer when he wants to change his mind about divorce. And number two is that after a divorce, the Baal will no longer want to change his mind.
So even if he could,
I just want to let the guys think about this. I'm not taking questions yet. I know there are a lot of things on your mind. Let me share with you, because this might get involved with some of the things that are on your mind. What is the reason you say Fananachta, Fananachta? So it's actually, as I shared with you already in the first or second shiur, it's actually a mystery. The Gemara on the bottom of Beis on the Beis, I'm not going to give you a full context of the Gemara. We're going to do it together, Mirtzah Hashem. But all we need to know is that the Gemara says it's a takana midrabban. It was a takana the rabbis made. On the bottom of Beis on the Beis, V'rabbanon hu de'atzrif. The Rabbanon required b'fanechta b'fanechta. And the Gemara never tells us exactly why. We know that the Gemara says in other places because the Baal might protest about the get. And that's all b'fanechta b'fanechta is. But we don't know exactly what the quality of the Baal's protest is. And here, the Pnei Yehoshua made famous that there is an explanation of Rashi that's different than Tosas. Let's just know the basics of Rashi and Tosas. Rashi on the bottom of Beis on the Beis says, "V'rabbanan hu de'atzrichu le'meichas le'milsa mishum de'ika de'ashkach kosev v'omid kigon shenechtav l'shem echav ne'ir sheshmo kishmo shmo kishmo v'nimlach le'garish." Rashi says we say b'fanei nechtam because we're afraid that there was a get that was taken out of the garbage that happened to have had the same name of the man and the same name of the woman. The Gemara points out itself. The Gemara is aware that it's a wild chashash. The Gemara is aware of that. That's Rashi's explanation when we say b'fanei nechtam. Tosos gives a different explanation. Obviously we're going to have to do this better when we learn Beis on Beis and Gimel Amid Aleph. But in the top of Gimel Amid Aleph, five lines before Tosas Dibur HaMaschil Hai, Tosas gives a different explanation. And the one who really made this famous is the Pnei Yehoshua. At least on our Rashi, he made this famous. Tosas says, V'omeri, five lines above Hai. Tosas says, D'ha da'atzrach rabbanon hacha, hainu kidei shelo ya'are rabal. The reason you need to say fanei nechtam is to preclude a Baal coming along. V'yomar and say shekosvu asofer kidei lislamed. This sofer didn't write it lishma. This was a practice get. V'hu ichdim alav edim. And he got edim to sign. Shulo ayabaki lishma. Because he didn't know. It's interesting what Tosfos means, not a baki in lishma. How much of a baki do you have to be for get? In Hilchas Tefillin, we described, you got, according to the Bach, you got to be a big, big bucky in Hilchas Tefillin. Again, all you need to know is to write L'shem Isha, L'shem Isha. Okay, whatever Tosis means, he's not a bucky in L'shma, and we're afraid that the husband's going to come along and say, it wasn't written L'shma. So what do? We have the Shliach, the Takan Midrabban, to save the woman. I have to stop over here and point out what the Talmidim hear from me every year, and that is their complaint. It's very interesting. Feminism complains that the rabbis are against them. If they want to complain that the Torah is against them, that the Bible is against them, so then we can sit down and discuss. Not modem, but we can sit down and discuss. But if you look at the Takanos Midrabanan, majority of all the rabbis' gzeros were to protect the woman. It's all for the woman against the man. The majority. It's interesting. They don't complain that the Bible is against. They complain the rabbis. And it's the exact opposite. Ruba takanas de rabbanon are to protect the woman, not chas v'chalila to oppress them. It's the exact opposite. So comes along Chazal, and Chazal say that what's going to happen is that there is going to be a Baal who's going to get this woman stopped, and he's going to be Ma'arer and say that the get was written Shelo Lishma. Comes along the Rabbanan and they say, Mishumi Guna, to protect the woman. The rabbis were there to protect the woman. They said, we won't even require two Eidim to prove that it was written Lishma. And to prove it's written Lishma, it's going to be complicated. So what do? We have a Takanim in the Rabbanan, and all of Maseches Gittin begins with this, B'fanai Nechtam, to protect the woman. That's what Taisus writes. Now, let's move from our defense of Halacha and the beauty of Halacha to the Minei Ubei and the Machlokas Rashi and Taisus. Who could summarize? What's Machlokas Rashi and Taisus, and why we say B'fanai Nechtam? Summarize, what's the Machlokas? Yes, Joe?
Rashi says that you're afraid of taking it out of garbage.
Rashi says that they were afraid the get was going to be taken out of the garbage, correct? And Tosa says?
Because we don't want the Baal to say that he's doing it to learn how to write a get.
We don't want the Baal to be Mahari that the get was written Shalosh Shema, therefore be a get bottle. Protect the woman. Rash, the explanation that the Ran gave, whose shita does it make more sense with him?
Rashi.
The person who said Rashi want to fight with me, I don't know who said it. Person who said Rashi want to fight with me? I guess not. Who does the Ran's explanation seem to fear better? Rashi or Tosfos? By the way, when I say fight, it's La'agdol Torah Ladir. It's learning together. It's not Chasu Chalila. It's not Chasu anything as the Gemara in Kedushin describes. That the result is to come closer to each other. If chas v'chalil we fight in learning, and there's any bit of enmity that we walk away from, then we're not learning properly. So the goal is nasum ovim zemzev, to come closer to the emes together. Rashi's explanation of Ran's explanation of why shliach la'olacha means b'fan nechtam nechtam and not the shliach l'kabbalah fits better according to Rashi or according to Tosfos that we just saw, based on Beis Gimel Min Aleph? Yes?
According to Tosfos, because he's not worried about it anymore once the ball won't come up to you.
Exactly. The Ran's whole explanation was that the reason why you don't need b'fanei nechtam, once the woman is divorced is based on the notion that the Baal won't be Ma'arer anymore. In other words, the whole takana b'fanei nechtam is to take care of Irur HaBaal. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran is Mechadesh, two assumptions, that we're not challenging the two assumptions. We can accept for a moment the Ran's two assumptions. After the Ran's two assumptions, the whole requirement is based on Irur HaBaal. Beautiful, that's what Taisa says. Why do you have b'fanei nechtam? But if it's not based on Irur HaBaal, but it's to us, in other words, we, the Rabbana, came along and the system of Halacha, that Baruch Hashem, you and I, in our smallness compared to the Gedolei Amoraim, but we're a part of it as well because we're learning it. If there's a chash over here that we're concerned about, so it has nothing to do with whether Baal is going to be Ma'ar or not. We're Choshesh, that's not written Lishma. Frek Deheilige Pnei Yoshua. If that's so, here we have a Stira in Rashi. The Ran's chat is beautiful within Tosos. But Rashi himself doesn't learn this way. It's a nice kasha, no? So a simple pshat question. No gavra, no cheftza, no lomdas, no beis shmuel with hestira. Two ways of understanding the nature of tziwi abal, and three different shitas have shown him nafkamina for the RJJ journal. Well, that's also important. That's also teira. And then there's also teira. We'll try to understand what is shitas Rashi. Let's take a look, see it inside the Pnei Yoshua. Here we go. Shkach. Oh yeah, packets in the COVID. I guess I'm trying to maintain after a kamocha. I don't have a COVID yet, so I just assumed that the Talmidim also didn't have. Okay. Is anybody going to buy COVID today?
Joel.
So. This is the The question of Pnei Yehoshua. Okay, so maybe we'll talk. Okay. Let's take a look at the Pnei Yehoshua over here. He spells this out. He spells out this kasha. He attempts a sharp teretz. I've decided not to do with you, but I'd like you, the Talmidim, to do it on their own. See, he says, Rashi Midir Maskel Tzarech Hashtech. In this edition, it's the second column. Is it in the second column also by you? No, I see it's not. It's the bottom of the first column. Is that where it is?
Second column.
No, it's in the second column? Fantastic. V'kavanoso, the b'shliach kabbala ain't tzarech lom fan eftek kamosh gosar ran. V'atam, what's the ran's reason? The b'shliach kabbala kiyun da osa get liyodo nigmarat gershin im kein lesal mecha shabal yobo v'yare. Asks the Pnei Yehoshua, v'zelo yitztak el l'tesis. It's not a chashash l'shma. It's not a chashash mezuyif. El deikar chashash abal yar shelo kedin. Ma she'en kein b'shliach lekabal lo shaych chashash zem shem degomer megarish. Ma she'en kein l'rashi dechashash gemuri. Kemo shefar shekaman be'ezves Hashem isbara kasha. Ma'ishna shliach lekabal shliach lavacha. So the Pnei Yehoshua attempts a teretz, but I'll leave it for the Talmidim to do during night seder. Okay? Yes, Simcha.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, go ahead. You want me just to repeat again?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay. The Ran's explanation to the difference between Shleach L'Olach and Shleach L'Kabbalah, the Ran's explanation to the difference between Shleach L'Olach and Shleach L'Kabbalah is that when it comes to Shleach L'Olach, it's prior to Gerushin. If it's prior to Gerushin, that would be the only time the Baal would come and protest. And therefore, Shliach L'Kabbalah is already after Gerushin. What do we mean? The moment it hits the hand of the Shliach L'Kabbalah, she's divorced. So we're no longer concerned about the Baal coming and being Ma'arer. Because the only time a Baal is going to protest is prior to divorce because he changed his mind. Once he changes his mind, he can't. Once there's divorce, he can't change his mind. He's not going to be Ma'arer. If that's so, that makes sense according to Tosis' explanation. That the reason why Chazal were Mesakim, but the Fana Nechla, Fana Nechtam, is to protect the woman against the Yura Baal. So here you're not going to have Yura Baal. And hence, Shliach Lo'olach and Shliach Kabbalah are different. But according to Rashi himself, who says it has nothing to do with Yura Baal, it's because we as Talmidim of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, are concerned that the Get is not written, going to be written Lishma. So then in such a case, then why should it make a difference of whether the Baal is going to be Ma'ara or not? The Takana that necessitates a Fanatum is going to apply in all cases. That's the Pnei Yehoshua's Bam Kash on Rashi. It's not really on Rashi, it's just how do we make sense of Rashi? If I'm even Yovin now, Zach and Joe, what you were arguing might be connected to this. Maybe Rashi over here is going like this, and Rashi over there is going like that. Beis Lachem Yehuda has Arichus. I saw the Beis Lachem Yehuda's son just this morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. I was coming out of shul, and I asked him if I could buy his father's sefer. He says, unfortunately, it's out of print, but Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva has it. So I pulled it off the shelf today, and I saw he has 5 pages dealing with this. There's so much. Baruch Hashem, Torah is, you know, it's a yam she'en lo sof. We're just scratching the surface. There's 5 more pages to say on this. But our avoda right now is to learn the Rashi well. And the truth is, that's going to be our avoda in 15 years from now as well, to really read the Rashi well. That's the most important thing. The fancy terutzim, so that when we know the Masechta, then we'll be able to say the fancy terutzim. When we know the Masechta. At least, when we know Daf Beis, Daf Gimel well, then maybe we'll be able to do it. I'm waiting on the Beis Lechem Yehuda until we do Daf Beis and Daf Gimel well. We're going to get to the Rashi again. So Beis Hashem, I hope that we'll be ready for this teretz. Nachlas Moshe then goes on to quote, and I photocopied it as well, but it's more complicated in the photocopy that I gave to you. Again, this Sefer Nachlas Moshe is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sefer. He quotes it from the Chassam Sofer, and I have the Chassam Sofer photocopied here as well, if you like, but I'm going to read it from the Nachlas Moshe.
Give it to us.
Some people didn't get enough.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Nachlas Moshe has 2 sides to it.
What's that?
Nachlas Moshe, that's a Chassam Sofer. There's a Chassam Sofer. In the hard Rashi print, there's a Chassam Sofer. Let's just see in Nachlas Moshe. Nachlas Moshe quotes the Chassam Sofer that gives a different teretz. brilliant teretz of the Chassam Sofer. So again, we don't have a teretz right now within Rashi itself, but we want to know what's the difference between Shliach LaHalacha and Shliach LaKabbalah. Okay. You know, before we even see the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer is going to give a brilliant teretz based on poskim. Chassam Sofer was holding in Kol HaTorah Kula and poskim and so on. I have to tell you that I had a very, very technical idea that I thought might explain Rashi. And I'd like to throw it out with tremendous fear and humility, because it must be that I'm wrong on some level, because no one says the most obvious point. So what I'm saying must be incorrect. But I'll tell you, if you had come over to me in Seder, and I didn't have the Nachas Moshe and the Pnei Yoshua in front of me and the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you what I would have said to explain Rashi. I would have said even different than the Ran, so I must be wrong. But I would have said very poshut. I would have said that there's a fundamental difference between B'fanei Nechta, in terms of a Halacha, and a Kabbalah. And that is the following. The Shliach LaHalacha comes from the Baal. The Baal writes the Get. The Baal knows that he's going to send the Get. The Baal has a responsibility to assure the woman, and sure Bezdin, that the Get was written B'kashrus. That's coming from the Baal. So a Shliach LaHalacha could be around to see the Get, that it was written Lishma, and that there weren't, and it didn't come out of the garbage. Whatever the chash is, lishma, garbage, a shliach lekabbalah is coming from whom? The woman. The woman, of course, if there's a case of shliach, she's far away. And therefore, Chazal only required by shliach laholacha, and didn't require by kabbalah. Why? Because when it comes to holacha, it's possible to require it. When it comes to kabbalah, it's hard to require it. Now, what happens if the Baal's going to come and be Mahara? That's a separate discussion. But if I want to know whether there's a Chiyuv, Hamevi get Mimdinas Hayam Tzorich Sheyoimar B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, whether there's a Chiyuv, Shliach LaHalacha is a Chiyuv, because it's possible to do. Do everything you can to take away any potential problems in the get. When it comes to Shliach LaKabbalah, you can't. It's a pella to me that I didn't see such a svar. I must be wrong on some level. Must be. This is what, if I didn't have the Ran, I didn't have the Pnei Yoshua, and I didn't have the Chassam Sofer, and so on, that's what I would have answered to this question. And it still, it bothers me, why didn't the Ran give such a teretz? The Ran, instead, what did the Ran do? The Ran started with these massive assumptions. Irur, only before Gerushin, not after Gerushin. And then the Ran is getting himself involved in the Machlokas Rashi and tells him Rashi ends up on the wrong side of his own Shita, as the Pnei Yeshua asks. So Pnei Yeshua needs to be Mechadish something else. I would have said simple. No? It bothers me. Okay. Now let's see the brilliance of the great Chassam Sofer. The Nachlas Moshe quotes it on the top of page Vav. V'hine kosav Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, as the Nachlas Moshe goes on to develop, seems at first glance not to be working with the Ran either. But it's important for you to know this halacha that the Chassam Sofer discusses. V'hine kosav Chassam Sofer, page Vav in the Nachlas Moshe, d'shliach kabbalah afilu im yomar b'fanei nechtav lo mahani. He says the following. He says b'fanei nechtav doesn't work after gerushin. The only time a shliach could say b'fanei nechtav, and the halacha is that we'll believe him, is prior to gerushin. You know why? Because of the following. What happens, and we're going to develop this as the parak goes on, what happens if a Baal comes along and says, I know the get is pasul, and comes along in Eid Echad and says, I know the get is kosher? Who's learned a little bit of Mishnayis and Noshim and Ezekin? You tell me, what's the halacha in such a case? Eid Echad Nema Yisurin. Against Eid Echad Nema Yisurin. Well, is it Eid Echad Nema Yisurin? Is it Dover Sheberva? Beis on the base. Okay, we'll have to get there. Two Eid and they're going up against each other. So you go back to Dinei Chazaka. Says, possibly. That becomes in of itself a question. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's clear that the whole takana of the Fanei Nechtam, was done as a takana midrabanan to preclude before the Irur Habal, which takes place before Gerushin, and the Rabbanan made a takana. We believe this shliach, it's an emanus that was given to a shliach before Gerushin, that we know that the get is kosher. But once Gerushin happens, then the takana, the fanei nechtam, no longer applies. And then what do you have? Then you have Eid Echad going up against an Eid Echad. Then there's not going to be any nemonis of a fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. Then you're going to need two Eidim. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Pshat in Rashi. And then the Nachlas Moshe tries to understand how the Chassam Sofer could fit back into the Rad's words. But it's a brilliant teretz. Says the Chassam Sofer, lahalacha, this is important for us to know. It could very well be that the takana that the Rabbanan were making, what do we have? Bezama Bez going on with Tigumal and Al. V'Rabbanan hu da'atzrich, v'hacha mishum iguna yikilu ba'Rabbanan. What does that mean? The Rabbanan were misakein, let's go like poses for a moment, to protect the woman. One aid is going to be believed, and that's a kula to protect the woman, because normally you should need two aid, as the Gemara is going to say. So that was a takana d'Rabbanan. That someone who's bringing the get prior to Gerushin could say b'fanechtam, and we're going to treat him like two Eidim. What happens if the woman is already divorced? Then the takana midrabanan no longer applies. That's regular dina eidus and bezdin. If it's regular dina eidus and bezdin, then what's the halacha going to be? Then when the baal is ma'arer, it's one against one. The eid echad, the nemanus of the shliach falls away. Zot the Heilige Chassam Sofer, that's the pshat over here. That's the pshat over here. The pshat over here is that once there is a shliach lekabala, there's already gerushin. If there's gerushin, so then in such a case, the unique phenomenon of Rabbanan hu da'atzrech hu mishum iguna ikilu bar Rabbanan, the takana midrabanan was for the shliach to say it before gerushin. So by definition, that only applies to a shliach la'alacha and not to a shliach lekabala. To learn Pshat and Rashi, one needs to know how Maseches Gittin works Meichil Vat Gemirna, from the beginning to the end. And you need to know, if you look up the Chassam Sofer, he quotes a Shalos Uchuvas Rivash, he quotes many, many Shalos Uchuvas that bring out this Yisod. If you and I would have said it, we would have no idea whether we're right. And that's why we need our great Rabbeim. Without our great Rabbeim, how do we know anything that we say is correct? But once you have all this Yediyah, so comes along the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says a simple pshat. Then the Nachlas Moshe wants to know, does this fit into the Ran or does it not fit into the Ran? And he does somersaults trying to fit it into the Ran. Let's see it inside the words so you get it, and look up the Chassam Sofer as well. By the way, you have the Chassam Sofer in your kibitz, no? You have the Chassam Sofer? Beautiful. So you can do the Chassam Sofer. But the Nachlas Moshe says it so clearly and succinctly. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. V'hinei kotzach sam sefer d'shliach kabbalah filum yomar v'fanechtav lo mahani. V'abal yovla achikach v'yar tzarech kimach hasamav. D'kivan shebo haget liyad ha-shliach ha-v'yishim igureshes. Imkei nigmara oz shlichuso. Then the shliach is finished. U'memeyla kishimagia l'makom ha-isha ha-vikei recha da'alma she'ino nemar l'omar v'fanechtav. One aid is not believed v'fanechtav after the gerushin took place. And it's no longer like a shliach lo'olacha. And the Nachlas Moshe adds a few details that you just need to be mechashbein that the Chassam Sofer already did. Okay, Rabosai. Mirtzeh Hashem, do a good chazara on this. We obviously are going to come back to the takana b'fanechta b'fanechta. Mirtzeh Hashem will come back to shliach lo'olacha and shliach l'kabola as well. But tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, we will do the first thesis that we haven't done yet. And we will start doing the other Tosis, and we'll get back to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Ashkelon, Kedarim. Deizer Hashem, we will go at Keseder now.